With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. In the words of Bob Dylan, times, they are a-changin', and it seems that holds true for consumers as well, who are more and more learning about the goods they buy and making their purchases online. Pear Bureau Northwest Kathy Stevenson says they've become fully aware of where to find and how to reach those consumers.
Absolutely. There's no question that we are very tied in with our mobile devices, and we're connected with our consumers more than ever, and the Pear Bureau is trying to be a leader in that, and we're constantly trying to come up with ways to innovate and show the retailers that we're in front of them and offering solutions that help get pears in the minds of the consumer.
And Stevenson says they, of course, want to keep everyone up to date with all the latest pear news, but there is one group in particular they focus much of their attention on.
Yeah, we know that the millennials are an important part of our buying group, folks that we meet with every day to talk about pears, as well as our consumer group. In fact, pears, the heaviest users, consumers of pears, happen to be 35 and under. They are the ones that are going to buy the most pears when they go to the grocery store. And so we know that we've got a good affinity with that crowd, and we need to be communicating carefully with them.
Listen tomorrow to learn more about this growing online presence and how it's the future of marketing our crops, and also how this year's pears are looking. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.